we're keen to make sure that all of the names that we have are accurate, that the information that we have on them are accurate. And if there are names that we don't have, we're very keen to get those and the information on those as well. What we've discovered over the last number of years is that a lot of men from Donegal would have enlisted in countries like Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. How we've done it is we've traced the records based on possibly their names. They may have said that their place of birth was Donegal, but it was written down in a peculiar way. It might have been written down as D-U-N-E-G-A-L, or it may just have been down as a townland, and we know that that townland is a townland from Donegal. There are bound to be people out there that we don't know about yet, but their families are still around, and they'll say, oh, well, look, we know that such and such enlisted in the army in whatever country it was, whether it's the British Army, the Canadian, etc., and we can then go and trace those records and get more information on them.
There is a draft already prepared that people can access either in person or online?
Absolutely, yes. They can go onto the Donegal County Council website. It's under County Donegal Book of Honour, and they can find the draft there, or they can contact the museum and they can call into us and we will show them a copy of the draft. They can have a look through the list and then see if the person is there. But also there are people that we want to confirm the details of. There are people's names that were in the original Book of Honour that are actually on memorials and church memorials in Donegal, and we can't find any further information on that, and we'd love to have information on those people.